two more, she'd be higher. Her point total would be higher than our score.
Yeah, that's true.
She has, and she's put them in almost from the same spot every single time.
And she isn't the only one. Several other Beavers have landed three balls. In fact, Naomi Benish has three of her own, which in most games, that would make
that
you the leading
really
scorer.
Good, yes.
Like, oh, that's really good, but it's half as many as your teammate. The Reedsburg offense has been highly efficient. T-Birds have struggled offensively to crack this 1-3-1 zone that Reedsburg has employed. A lot of passes are getting tipped away and finding their way out of bounds.
Yeah, that is happening all over the place. We've only connected on one three-point basket tonight, and that was the first basket of the game for the Thunderbirds by Maddie Gilbert. The rest of the time we've been trying to work it inside and have had a couple of nice connections, but we've had a number of passes that got thrown away because we just weren't able to pull it off.
We will bring you the second half after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio for an unforgettable time. Visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School. We are just 2 minutes from the second half getting underway here, where our score is Reedsburg 44, Baraboo 22. I am Ben Bromley, thrilled to be joined by Christy Feld, who's going to bring us the first half statistics.
I'm trying to do the statistics on the third graders. Is that when club basketball starts?
Yep, they're starting in third grade now. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, 16 kids out there. They all look great. What a fun...
A spirited halftime matchup we just witnessed with the third graders.
Exactly. What a fun halftime. For the Reedsburg Beavers, they are being led by Hayden Purifoy. We talked about that before. She has 6 3-point baskets for 18 points. Addie Meister has 9. Naomi Benish has 3 3-point buckets for 9. Maddie Casey has 4 points. And Lorelei Williams has 2 baskets for 4 points. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Maddie Gilbert leads the way with 6, and Sydney Dobosch also has 6. Sabrina Hartman has 3. Katie Fudmaker has 3. And Peyton Stelzer has 4.
As you can tell from those stats, the T-Birds had a little challenge getting the offense untracked in the first half.
Oh boy, that is indeed correct, and we obviously need to change that for the second half. With respect to fouls, Addie Meister has 3 fouls for Reedsburg, Lorelei Williams 2, and for the Thunderbirds, Peyton Stelzer and Katie Funmaker and Ella Pearsall each have 2 fouls.
Well, we're under a minute to go until we get the second half underway. Reedsburg was dominant throughout. They're looking to extend a long winning streak over the T-Birds, also looking to snap their own 6-game losing streak. Both these teams come in having dropped 6 in a row. Of course, the T-Birds have had a lot of road games of late. They're hoping to maybe get back in the win column with some home cooking tonight, but the Beavers have been a tough challenge.
They sure have been a tough challenge, and obviously we have to find a way to stop the three-point shooting, but we also have to find a way defensively, but we also have to produce an offense here.
The T-Birds dropped a decision to the Beavers back in December earlier this season. That game was, and of course now I'm now lost now that I'm looking. They lost 64-47. And of course the Beavers won both matchups last season. The T-Birds, most recent game, they're coming off a 73-26 defeat at Edgewood on Thursday. And of course we saw those Crusaders are not messing around. That's a good outfit. As for the Beavers, they're coming off a 48-32 loss at Platteville. Their next game will be at Portage on Thursday.
Boy, and this is one of those weeks, too, Ben, where Baru plays tonight, and then they play Thursday at Westfield and Friday at McFarland. So they have back-to-back games again this week.
How about that? Back-to-back road games Thursday, Friday.
Right. Actually, they're pretty busy between now and the 20th of February, to be honest with you. A couple games a week all the way through.
And it's going to be Reedsburg basketball to start the second half. The sideline inbound for the final 18 minutes. If you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, joined by the legendary Christy Feld. It's 44-22 as the Reedsburg Beavers look to build on their lead, but there's a turnover. The T-Birds get a steal to open the second half.
Perfect way to start. Let's follow it with a basket.
Beavers continue to employ a 1-3-1 zone, and why change it if it ain't broken.
Indeed.
Caden's Funmaker is going to fire for three from the right wing. Off the mark. Rebounded by Benish. She'll dribble it up as well. Now she'll kick it out. The Beavers were lethal from distance in the first half. Lorelei Williams picked up a dribble. Finds Purifoy for a corner three. That one hits the top of the backboard. No good.
I think that was really a pass to Sabrina Hartman.
Right. Purifoy has been deadly. 18 first half points on 6 triples, but she misses that one to open the second half. We are still scoreless in the second half. T-Bird basketball. Beavers lead Baraboo 44-22. Maddie Gilbert's going to fire for three. Left wing, that's her spot. Ooh, it rides around the rim and out. Rebounded by Casey. Here come the Beavers. T-Bird's playing man-to-man defensively again here in the second half. They showed a little bit of zone in the first half. Beavers work it around. And there's Casey. Three ball, left wing. A little short off the rim, no good. Sabrina Hartman grabs the rebound. We notice she's in the starting lineup here in the second half. There's a pass up court to Peyton Stelzer. She's able to gather, dribble out of a double team. T-Birds will set up their half-court offense. Spiro's pass to Funmaker is going to result in a backcourt violation. That pass didn't give Funmaker many options.
There would look like they're trying to pull out the Reedsburg defense a little bit by passing on the upper part of the court.
So the Beavers will inbound from the sideline. The sideline near us. They're moving to our left as we face Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium. Purifoy looking for a teammate. Finds Benish. Benish will hand back to Purifoy. And that's going to be a travel. Another turnover for the Beavers. They've been less than sharp to open the second half. The question is, can the T-Birds make them pay? 16-15 to go in this Badger small conference matchup. Baraboo basketball. Nice find of Peyton Stelzer. Her little turnaround from 10 feet is no good, but there's a reload. Three ball, right wing, Maddie Gilbert. No good, but another offensive rebound. Funmaker grabs that one. Taylor Spurl's going to shoot from the free throw line. No good, but there's Maddie Gilbert with an offensive rebound.
That's as many as we've had. 4 chances. Keep going. Put one in.
Corner three this time for Maddie Gilbert. Off the rim, no good. Nearly rebounded by Taylor Spurl. Baraboo's going to keep it. So the bad news is you're missing a ton of shots. The good news is you're doing a great job on the offensive glass.
So we're going to take the bonus that we have. And now we're going to put in a basket.
Lily Engel returns for the Beavers, replacing Lorelei Williams. T-Birds are going to inbound from the end line. Caden's Funmaker finds Maddie Gilbert on the left wing.
Going with the positive, Ben.
T-Birds with an extended possession here. They've had several attempts on this trip down the floor, but have yet to cash in. Sabrina Hartman's got it at the right elbow. Kicks out. Funmaker. She finds Spurl for a baseline drive. There's a floating pass stolen by Lily Engel. It's another turnover for the T-Birds. Naomi Benish looks like she wants to penetrate. No, she'll kick to Meister for three. Right wing, no good off the rim. Rebound ends up in the hands of Peyton Stelzer. She finds Spurl, who will dribble it across midcourt. She's going to fire for three. Right wing, short. Bounces out of bounds to the Beavers.
So defensively, the Reedsburg have put up some shots, but we're rebounding every time, which is nice.
Indeed, a lack of
second chance
opportunities here in the second half. That is good news indeed. And so far, the Beavers have cooled off a little bit. I mean, how could they not from three-point land? As hot as they were in the first half. Of course, I jinxed it. There's a three from the left corner.
I was just going to say, please
don't go
in.
No, it's a miss. Naomi Benish misses. Taylor Spurl gathers the loose ball, fires up court to Funmaker. She can't quite catch up to it. That's out of bounds back to the Beavers.
When she put that three-point shot up right after you said.
Right.
I thought we were in trouble.
I was waiting for the announcer jinx to kick in. We remain 44-22. That was our halftime score. Here we are, more than 3 minutes into the second half. Nobody has scratched. Benish this time passes up on the three, takes a drive into the lane, misses, but draws a foul.
That'll be the first on Sabrina Hartman, and the first for the second half for the Baraboo Thunderbirds.
Lorelei Williams will be checking in after this free throw. So will Sydney Dobush for the T-Birds. Benish hit three triples in the first half. Looking to go into double figures here with this free throw. It's in the air. No good. Williams will not check in. She's going to replace Benish. Dobush replaces Stelzer. You were going to say, Feldy.
I was going to ask if the announcer can jinx the other team.
Sure. Like, this is for sure going in. Oh, it's a swish. 10 points for Naomi Benish. I gave it a shot. Williams will replace Benish. T-Bird basketball, they trail 45-22, 14 and a half to go. As my partner mentioned, the T-Birds will next be in action at Westfield on Thursday, and they'll turn around and play at McFarland on Friday. There's a ball tipped out of bounds off the hands of the Beavers. Thunderbirds will keep it. Our next broadcast of girls basketball action will be Tuesday when the T-Birds host Marshfield. So that's a week from tonight, Tuesday. But we'll also have a boys broadcast for you before then, Friday night when the Thunderbirds host Portage. T-Birds looking to work on offense. Sydney Dobush with a nice looking drive and a kiss off the glass. Sydney Dobush has been outstanding off the bench. She has eight. 21-point lead now for the Beavers. That's the T-Birds' first bucket of the second half. Uh-oh, three ball. Purifoy, that one's off the mark as well. Rebounded by Sydney Dobush. Here come the T-Birds. See if they can get this under 20. Nice looking dish.
Nice pass.
To Dobush. Left block. Shot attempt no good. She was triple teamed in the paint. Meister grabs the rebound, and Caden's Funmaker just picked up her third foul. She got her money's worth.
She did. It was a good bounce foul.
Coach Turkington would love to see his fullbacks.
I just thought of him.
lay somebody out like that.
I was going to make a football comment because that's what it kind of looked like.
And of course, Coach Turkington is retiring from coaching. He won't be on the sideline for the T-Birds this coming fall. Funmaker is going to check out with her third foul, and Stelzer is right back in there. She's had about four 30-second breaks in this game. Beavers inbound. Maddie Casey on the bounce. Crosses the timeline. Dribbles to the lane. Kicks it out. Angle. Gets it back to Casey in the corner. Passes up the three. Drives. Kicks. Meister right wing for three. That's off the mark. But Lorelei Williams swoops in for the offensive rebound. Back to Meister at the top of the key. Looking to operate on Spurl. Now she'll kick out. Purifoy fires over to Engel. There's a right corner three. No good, but another offensive rebound. Meister. Another kick out. Engel's going to pass up the three. She'll take the 16-footer instead and pop it.
So far's the charm.
Right. Lily Engel with her first bucket. It's 47-24. Reedsburg, 13 minutes left. T-Birds looking for an answer. There's a nice interior feed. They find Sabrina Hartman on the right block, and
Perfect.
She is able to dribble and finish. Sabrina Hartman has five.
Well, that's two for number 22, Sabrina Hartman.
Two for 22, the announcer says.
Lorelei Williams kicks it out. Oh, boy. Purifoy, corner three. She misses again. I think she's about 0-4 in the second half. It's really cooled off. T-Birds grab the rebound. Spurl. Finds Dobush, who is surprisingly open in the paint. She didn't realize how open she was. But she drives, misses, but draws a foul. Sydney Dobush doing excellent work on both ends. off the bench.
Did he say Wilson?
He's done that a couple times. One of those mental blocks.
It's Williams.
He corrected himself before as well. Dobush's first free throw is pure. She's got nine, and she's leading the T-Birds in scoring. Sabrina Hartman checks out. She's replaced by Ella Pierce. Naomi Benish returns for the Beavers. She's going to get Lorelei Williams.
I love seeing Sydney Dobush leading the in the scoring column. That's a good confidence builder for her.
No doubt. And she's at the line, ready to shoot another. Bounces, fires, rims out. It'll be rebounded by the Beavers. Casey's got it in the corner. And Reedsburg on the move to our left. They're looking to build on a 20-point lead as we tick down to about 12 minutes to go. Meister kicks out to Engel. Engel back to Meister. Dribbles into the lane, dribbles back out. Looking to reset. Now she's looking to penetrate on Spurl. Dribbles back out. Finds Purefoy in the lane. Turnaround, 5 foot, no good. She's ice cold. Peyton Stelzer snares the rebound and gets it to Spurl. T-Birds going to work on offense against this zone. There's an interior feed. Dobush couldn't quite handle it, but it falls into the hands of Ella Pierce, who chucks it in off the glass and draws a foul.
Boy, Ella almost looked surprised that it popped back into her hands, but she knew what to do, put it in, got a basket and a plus one.
Hey, look, there's a ball.
Woo!
Let me throw this in off the glass and draw a foul. Ella Pierce's first bucket. T-Birds have pulled within 20. And with that free throw, which is good, they're down 17. Beavers will walk it up. T-Birds are content to play half-court, man-to-man defense. 11 and a half to go. Casey gets a step, drives left side, misses her shot attempt, but draws a foul.
Sydney Dobush is going to pick up her first. No, she's not. Madeline Gilbert's going to pick up her first.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who makes mistakes around.
Such a smarty pants I am.
Free throw bounces out. No good. Lorelei Williams will return. She's going to replace Lily Engel.
Heck, I can't even see that far.
That's a good excuse.
Sure.
Second free throw in the air. Good.
Need binoculars from this nosebleed.
So Casey hits one out of two. She has five. It's 48-30, Reedsburg. And that pass nearly intercepted. Can Peyton Stelzer grab it? No, she can't. It's getting knocked around, and we've got bodies on the floor. Sydney Dobush comes away with it. T-Bird basketball. And they find Dobush. Left block. Trying to score through a double team. Hayden Purefoy with the block.
She had a volleyball move.
And she comes away with a loose ball as well. Block and a steal for Purefoy. Sets up the Reedsburg offense. There's Meister. Left wing for three. That's good.
I thought we were going to go 3-point free in the second half.
Reedsburg connects again. That's 12 points for Meister. Taylor Spurl wants to answer. Right wing, a little short off the rim. Sydney Dobush goes for the rebound. No, Beavers grab it. Lorelei Williams.
Little dance moves out there.
We got full contact girls basketball here tonight. Now Purefoy fires a three left wing. That's good. However, wipe it off. She traveled before the shot. So Hayden Purefoy nearly had her seventh three, but it's waved off.
Shucks, I don't want her to break the seal in the second half.
Five or six more might be coming.
Right.
She had a great first half. And there's an interior pass. Once again, Spurl looking for a post player and misfiring. So Pierce and Stelzer are going to check out, replaced by Hartman and Funmaker.
Boy, Spurl has tried that pass. It's, I think, the fourth time that she's tried to connect with a post player tonight.
It's a high degree of difficulty pass.
And it's a tough,
Beavers basketball. Reedsburg leads Baraboo 51-30. We are under 10 and a half minutes to go in this Badger small conference affair.
No.
And there's a three ball from the right wing. No good for Casey. Funmaker grabs the rebound, fires up court, finds Maddie Gilbert for a layup. Ooh, a little too strong with the left hand. Casey grabs the rebound for the Beavers. Purefoy fakes the three, dribbles in, kicks out. Meister, top of the key, no good off the back iron. Who's going to grab the rebound? Nobody. It's out of bounds to the Thunderbirds.
I have never watched a game, Ben, where I've been so nervous every time they put up a three-point basket. I'm like, no,
you have PTSD from the first half.
I do.
But the Beavers, who were red hot in the first half, have been ice cold from distance in the second half. The T-Birds have not been able to make them pay. Got to try to diminish this deficit here. Funmaker with a nice find. Finds Dobusch, left block. Can't quite finish through contact. Ball is loose. This is going to be tied up, and it will stay with Baraboo. Caden's Funmaker will inbound from the end line. He finds Taylor Spurl. She's going to fire for three, and she's going to get three free throws as she's bumped on the perimeter. I think they got Meister there.
Did they get Meister or Purifoy?
I could be wrong. Let's see. You are correct.
Ooh. It's all about balance. Call one wrong, call one right.
Spurl will be at the line for three.
Hayden Purifoy knows that if somebody's in that spot.
Yeah, right.
You got to knock
She's
him
like,
down.
That's my spot, yeah. First free throw bounces off the rim. No good. Got a couple of subs waiting to check in. Peyton Stelzer for the Thunderbirds, and I believe that's Lily Engel for Reedsburg. Second free throw in the air. That rattles in. And that's Taylor Spurl's first point, which is never a good sign for the T-Birds. Engel replaces Purifoy. Hartman replaces Gilbert.
Well, yeah, because she's normally our leading scorer.
She is indeed. Averages 11.5 a game. And as that free throw goes in, she's got two.
She's got time.
T-Birds have pulled within 19, 9.5 to go. Lorelei Williams picks up her dribble, finds Meister. She's been the offensive driver here in the second half for Reedsburg. Benish, they got her for a walk.
Did a little fake, but she moved her feet at the same time.
Turnover for the T-Birds, or for the Beavers, rather. Baraboo basketball.
That must be your dad yelling, "You're overthinking it."
Peyton Stelzer with a nice baseline drive and a jumper that rattles out and back in. Peyton Stelzer has six. It's a 17-point deficit for the T-Birds. Lorelei Williams looks to drive. Taylor Spurl strips it away, but it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Beavers. Reedsburg 51, Baraboo 34. 9 minutes to go. On the inbound, that's Benish. Found Casey, back to Benish, but it's out of bounds. That's a turnover for the Beavers. Thunderbird basketball.
Boy, this Reedsburg group looks totally different in the second half than they
Indeed.
Did in the first half.
You wonder, having the big lead at the half, you sort of maybe take the foot off the gas a little bit. They're still in command with a 17-point lead, but yeah, they haven't been clicking on all cylinders like they were in the first half. Taylor Spurl's pass is intercepted by Maddie Casey. Here come the Beavers. She's looking to drive, going coast to coast. Layup no good. Sydney Dobusch with another rebound.
Boy, and she drove through a crowd, too.
T-Birds looking to push. Taylor Spurl on the bounce. She's gotten herself double-teamed in the corner. Coach Bale is going to bail her out with a timeout. Thunderbirds will keep the basketball.
Bale bails her out.
I've been working on that one all season. That'll give us a chance to talk a little bit about the sponsors who make such brilliant commentary possible. These include State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, and the Don Larson Superstore. Other Baraboo High School athletics. The boys will be hosting Portage on Friday. Join John Gannell and I for the call on that one Friday night. Girls hockey, the Lightning are at Stoughton on Friday. Boys hockey team has a busy week. They're hosting Sparta tonight. And if you're out there, send us an update, would you? And they'll take on Pacelli Catholic at the Ice Hawk Arena on Thursday. And they'll host DeForest on Saturday. The wrestling team in action with a duel at Stoughton tonight. And they also have a duel at Fort Atkinson on Friday. Gymnastics team hosts Monona Grove Thursday. And then we'll head to River Valley for an invitational on Saturday. And the boys swimming team is hosting a triple duel tonight. And if anyone knows how a triple duel works, let us know.
I am writing that down because I have to research that.
Is it like three dudes with swords?
A triple duel.
Throwing down their gauntlets? I don't know exactly what that involves. Of course, it's swimming, too, so you got to do it in the water. I don't know.
You're not going to say anything like Simon Says or something for for Coach Simon,
now,
you know?
Now you ruined it.
Did you have that
Stepped
in your
all
head?
Over my line. T-Bird basketball. Caden's Funmaker is going to inbound from the end line. Baraboo trails by 17. There's a quick inbound off the back of one of the other players. Funmaker grabs it, and sets up the half-court offense. Taylor Spurl fakes a three, looking to dribble. There's a little floater, 8 feet, no good. Sydney Dobish nearly grabbed the rebound, but it's wrestled away by the stout Naomi Benish. She says, I'm taking that one. Lorelei Williams kicks it out to Meister. Back to Benish, three ball, left wing. That rattles in. Naomi Benish, that's her fourth triple. She has 13. It's 54-34, Reedsburg. Nice interior find.
Oh, nice
Spurl
move.
Finds Dobush. Oh, she couldn't quite finish the ball. Shot attempt bounced off the back iron. No good. Reedsburg snags the rebound. There's Benish again, left wing. Fakes the three. Looking to penetrate. Oh, it's stripped away, but they're going to get Taylor Spurl on a reach. I take it back. I'm wrong again.
Ooh, I'm going to start charting our turnovers.
As much as I back my brethren in the stripes, they might have gotten that one wrong. I think it was Spurl who knocked that one away. But, hey, whatever. Reedsburg basketball, they inbound. They get a three ball from Lorelei Williams. No good, but Maddie Casey grabs their offensive rebound. She drives and draws a foul on Sydney Dobush, or so I think.
See if they put that one on Spurl, right?
Hey, I got that one right. So the Beavers look to build on a 20-point lead with 7.5 minutes to go. Maddie Casey has 5. Her first free throw is no good. The Beavers, if they were to hold on here, would improve to 8-11 on the season and 4-5 in the Badger Small. Second free throw rattles in for Casey. She has 6. Thunderbirds trying to avoid falling to 2-15 on the year and 1-8 in the Badger Small. Taylor Spurl finds Cadence Funmaker, gets it right back to Spurl. T-Birds have had a hard time cracking this zone, but here they find Funmaker for a jumper from the left elbow. No good. Ooh. Looked like Dobush had the rebound and was knocked to the floor.
Went down hard, too.
Beavers grab the rebound. Meister kicks out, and they're going to get... Oh, that's a tough turn of events for Sydney Dobush. She's going to get called for the block there. Thought that might go the other way for an offensive foul. No dice. So it'll be Reedsburg basketball. They're going to inbound from the end line underneath their own basket.
I wonder if Cindy Dobush is okay from when she hit the ground. Yeah. She hit hard.
And on the inbound, there's a three-point look. No good. And they're going to get the Beavers for a foul here. They're all over Sabrina Hartman. Team foul-wise, Beavers are in good shape. And Madeline Gilbert's going to check in. And who's she going to get? No, she's not going to get Dobush. She's going to get Hartman. So hopefully Dobush is cobweb free there in her head. She did take a hard fall. But she's also been a key contributor here in the second half.
She sure
has. T-Bird basketball, a trail 55-34. Funmaker gets fouled. She's double teamed.
Help her out.
Draws a foul. So it's going to be, the fifth on the Beavers?
Beavers, yep.
T-Birds have 16 fouls. So
Lorelei Williams picks up her fourth. What?
That's like our compatriot, the PA announcer, is having a hell of a time with Williams and Wilson. But I totally understand.
We've all did he say been, Wilson again?
He did. We've all been there. Hey, there's Peyton Stelzer with a three, top of the key. Oh, it just rims out. But there's Sydney Dobush with the offensive rebound. The putback and the foul. Have a night, Sydney Dobush. She's into double digits.
Boy, she has had a night.
That's 11 for Dobush, and we got a free throw yet to come. Bad news for the T-Birds. Hayden Purifoy returns.
I feel like I need to look at their thing and make sure that I didn't screw that up. It's no, Williams, didn't. Isn't it?
It is. Kind of like I called Sabrina Hartman Samantha in the pregame. This stuff happens. Dobush's free throw is in the air. Rattles out into the hands of Naomi Benish. She'll walk it up and... Oh, they're going to get her for an offensive foul in the backcourt. A little chicken wing push of Taylor Spurl as she dribbled up court. So the T-Birds have a little mojo. They pulled within 19, and they possess the ball. T-Birds will inbound beneath their own basket. I think the T-Birds want free throws, but you don't get that on an offensive foul. Just a turnover. So, T-Bird ball. Madeline Gilbert is swarmed beyond the arc, and it's stolen away. Purifoy with the steal. T-Birds now extending their defense. Good double team, but Purifoy is able to get it out of there, work it around to her teammates. Here comes Engel on a baseline drive. Kicks it out to Meister. Left wing three. That's good. She has been deadly in the second half. T-Bird basketball trailing by 22. Beavers extending their 1-3-1 as they have throughout the game. Beyond the arc, trying to deny T-Bird's threes and passes because there's Naomi Benish jumping into the passing lane for a steal and drawing a foul on Taylor Spurl as she dribbled up court.
I was doing a little research, Ben, on Marshfield, who we play next Tuesday night.
That's a little research. You always do a lot of research.
They are first place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference.
Okay, so we have a formidable opponent coming in a week
Division
from tonight.
Division 1.
Benish's free throw rattles in. She's had a big night as well. Is that 12? No, 14. Division 1 opponent leading their conference. That sounds like a tall order indeed. Benish's second free throw kicks off the back iron, but she grabs her, nearly grabbed her on rebound.
Nope. A little spin.
Loose ball is snagged. She was kind of tangled up with Maddie Gilbert there. Taylor Spurl comes away with the loose ball. Baraboo basketball. Trailing by 23. Taylor Spurl's got to work out of a double team. Somebody's got to move. Taylor Spurl dribbles through the double team, but the ball is stripped away. Maddie Casey comes away with it, finds Benish. It's Beaver basketball. Benish kicks out. Purifoy, left wing. Misses again, but grabs the offensive rebound. She'll stop and pop. 8 feet, no good. Maddie Gilbert with that rebound. Purifoy has cooled off. She scored 18 on 6 threes in the first half, but has been scoreless here in the second half. There's an interior pass intended for Sydney Dobush. Batted away by the Beavers, who steal it as well. Meister with a brilliant pass to Casey on the left block. Casey finishes. And it's now a 25-point Reedsburg advantage. Under 5 minutes to go. Maddie Gilbert's going to fire for three. Right wing. Rattles off the rim and backboard, no good. T-Bird struggling to find the range. Naomi Benish grabs the rebound and picks up the foul as she dribbles up court. Might be a little bit of a frustration foul there for the T-Birds. We're going to have some subs coming in. We have Ella Pierce and Bella Brown returning for the T-Birds. Maddie Miller checks in along with Lorelei Williams for the Beavers. Checking out for Baraboo are Stelzer, Spurl, and Gilbert.
Best Reedsburg Baraboo basketball game ever, triple overtime.
Ooh, do tell. First free throw from Benish is in the air and good.
It was a season, it was 11-12, the era of Sam Terry.
Mm-hmm.
We played in Reedsburg.
Second free throw is good.
And we lost. There was a recruiter there, and Sam Terry didn't have her best game. We lost the first game. They came here. They lost the second game. And then we had to match up with them at tournament time.
At what level? Do you remember?
I do. It was the...
Bella Brown for three from the corner. I think that was tipped by the Beavers. That should stay with the Thunderbirds. Yep, it will.
Well, is it regional first or sectional first?
Regional first.
Okay, it was a sectional game Thursday night. It was in Middleton. Triple overtime. Reedsburg won 54-52 or 56-54.
Sydney Dobush is going to fire for three. That's off the back iron. No good. Ball is loose, but grabbed by Engel of the Beavers. She moves it up court. Finds Purifoy. She's going to fire for three. Misses again. What a turn of change of fortune here at the half. Meister misses a three from the right wing. Bella Brown pulls down that rebound. T-Bird basketball. That sounds like a classic Baraboo-Reedsburg matchup in any sport, right?
It's always absolutely
a death match.
It was amazing. and it was one of those games where I wanted us to win, but by the end, who knew?
Ella Pierce misses at the left block, but Cadence Funmaker grabs the rebound, shoots, misses, but draws a foul.
So they beat us 56-54, and then they went and they played Whitewater. They beat them by 7 on Saturday night, and then they went to the state tournament.
Oh, the heartbreak.
And lost to New Berlin Eisenhower, who ended up winning the state tournament.
Funmaker at the line. Shoots and swishes. The senior point guard has 4. She's going to be replaced by Taylor Spurl if she sinks this one. It is in the air. And good. Spurl re-enters. It's Reedsburg basketball. The Beavers lead 63-38 with 3:45 remaining.
But, you know, when you have a game like that and it's jam-packed and you can't, you know, there's no room for anything but the game and players, and, oh, my gosh, it was just awesome.
Lorelei Williams running the point for the Beavers. Kick out to Meister. She's done a lot of damage here in the second half. Purifoy passes to Williams, driving baseline. Kicks out, finds Meister. They're swinging around. Purifoy passes up that three from the wing.
I thought she was going to take it, but she
didn't. Instead, Engel's going to fire a three from the right corner. No good. Ball is loose. That's going to be a tie-up, and it's going to stay with the Beavers. And Purifoy has been cold enough from distance in the second half, she's starting to pass up that shot. Looking for something else. A little dribble penetration. 3:15 to go. Reedsburg basketball. They lead 63-38 here at Baraboo High School. Inbound pass goes to Meister. She dribbles in for a 15-footer. No good. Ella Pierce snags the loose ball. Here come the T-Birds. Pass up court to Dobush. Can she gather? She can.
Oh, she did.
5-footer off the glass.
Nice.
Sydney Dobush. Continues to shine. Under 3 minutes to go. 63-40. Beavers. They have the ball as well. They're going to patiently look for their shot here in the waning minutes. Purifoy with a little spin move in the lane. Shot attempt no good. Taylor Spurl's got it. T-Birds moving to our right here in the second half. Spurl fouled as she looked to pass to Hartman. And we're going to get some bonus free throws here for the T-Birds. How about that? Lorelei Williams is fouled out.
Fouled out, and she didn't do as much damage as she did last time. She scored 20 points the last time we met. She had 2 baskets tonight for 4 points.
Looks like Benish is going to take her place. Meanwhile, we also have Sydney Olson making her first appearance, replacing Hayden Purifoy. Sydney Olson, the freshman, checking in.
Reedsburg's going to lose 3 seniors this year. So that'll change up the chemistry of that team a little bit.
Spurl's first free throw is good. That's always a big one. The bonus situation. She has 3. And we've got Cassidy Gates and Leah Hess checking in for the Beavers, replacing Dobush and Hartman. Taylor Spurl fires her second free throw. Rattles out. Ella Pierce contends for the rebound. Leah Hess grabs the loose ball. Shot attempt a little too strong. Benish is going to grab the rebound.
I'm bummed. It would have been nice to get 2 points for Leah Hess.
No doubt. We're under 2.5 to go. Meister's going to fire for 3. Left wing, no good. Nobody grabs the rebound. Maddie Miller snags it for the Beavers and draws a foul. She's going to get to shoot.
Wow.
What did we have at the half, Ben?
44-22.
44.
Beavers definitely cooled off here in the second half, especially from beyond the arc. Maddie Miller looking for her first point. Free throws in the air. No good. And didn't hit the rim, so it's going to be Thunderbird basketball. Checking in for Reedsburg, Sam Laffey. She replaces Miller. 2 minutes, 14 seconds to go. It's Reedsburg 63, Baraboo 41. Beavers looking to extend the winning streak against Baraboo. That would be what, 19, 20?
19.
Pass
if
intercepted by
counting.
Engel. Beavers with another steal.
That was only a good stat when I said we were going to beat them tonight.
Right. Oh, I wasn't supposed to bring that up. Sorry. Naomi Benish driving. on Hess. Kicks it out. Hey, that pass is out of bounds. Turnover to the Thunderbirds. We got a Reedsburg sub coming in. That's Lainey Delkamp and Elena Olson. They're replacing Meister and Benish, so all of the Beavers have seen the court tonight. I think all the T-Birds have as well. Everyone's gotten on the court tonight. Baraboo basketball, trailing by 22, minute and a half to go. Taylor Spurl fires for three, and that's a thunderbolt for Taylor Spurl. Her first field goal, she has six. Lily Engel looking to drive on Bella Brown. Brown ties her up, but ooh, they're going to give her a shooting foul on that one, too. Bella Brown trying to clamp down and get a steal instead. Fouls Engel, who's going to shoot two, and that's 10 team fouls.
I'm starting to do my cipher, and Ben and I actually have not missed any baskets tonight. I'm a little bit excited about that.
Very nice. First free throw is no good, and you didn't have to take off your shoes to count or anything.
I didn't. I did count on my fingers, but I didn't have to take off my shoes.
Second free throw in the air. Rattles out. Rolls out of the rim. Oh, but there's an offensive rebound snagged by Olsen. Her putback misses. Delkamp gets a putback, misses, but grabs another rebound and draws a foul.
Up, down, up, down, foul.
So Ella Pierce had those first quick two fouls in the first half. Managed to stay out of trouble until
the end of the second half.
Until the end of the second half.
15, number 15 fouls, and number 15 gets fouled.
Okay, now I've got a 32 who I don't even have on my roster. I think that was a 32, wasn't it? Checking in. That is another miss for the Beavers. Baraboo grabs the rebound. Looking up court for Ella Pierce, but she has it stolen away. And he picks up her fourth foul. Too early, too late, four fouls. And she's going to sit down and be replaced by Caden Funmaker. Oh, and take it back. She does have five.
That was her fifth?
That's what they said.
Well, the minute I get all my points right, then I don't have the fouls listed correctly.
I wasn't going to say it. Sam Laffey goes to the free throw line.
Ben, it's hard to be me.
It is in the air, and it rolls in. Sam Laffey's got a point, and it's a 20-point advantage again for Reedsburg. 1 minute, 5 seconds to play. Laffey's second free throw rattles out. Hess rebounds, gets it to Brown. T-Birds bring it up. It's Sophia.
Extra step.
Milzna is in the game.
Who is that? Number 12 for us?
12, Sophia Milzna.
Okay.
Reedsburg basketball, under a minute to go. Working it around, they lead by 20. And there's a near steal, Milzna ties it up.
I feel like we're back at third grade basketball.
It's been less than crisp.
Oh, goodness. As they're all fighting around for the ball.
Baraboo basketball on the alternating possession. See if they can get under 20 here in the final half minute. There's a nice pass to Leah Hess on the left block.
Come on,
she
Leah.
Fires up a shot off the glass. No good. Cassidy Gates with a rebound. Put back.
Oh
that's
shoot.
No good. Milzna comes away with the rebound. Kicks it out. Bella Brown's got a three right wing. That's off the rim. No good. And the Beavers grab the rebound.
Shucks. I would love to see any of those three of those young ladies score.
Tabard's got a bunch of opportunities. Now in the backcourt, Taylor Spurl. Fouls a dribbler. I'm wrong again. They get an S with that one. Okay, so I don't have a 32 for the Beavers.
Make one up.
Susie Smith at the line. That's a Susie Smith swish for point number one. 21-point lead for Reedsburg. Second free throw is in the air. That is off the mark. No good, but it's a rebound.
Is done.
Rebound by Lainey Delcamp, who draws a foul with 3.8 seconds left. Just what everybody here wants. Lots more free throws. In this 21-point game. Free throw is in the air and good. Delcamp has her first point. This would be somewhat poetic, Feldy. It was 44-22 at the half. Could we end at 66-44? We cannot. Second free throw is good.
That would have been great.
Delcamp does not appreciate symmetry. And a half-court heave just before the buzzer. Reedsburg is going to get one last chance to roll the ball in here and wrap it up. Our final score is going to be Reedsburg 67, Baraboo 44. So the Beavers took control in the first half on the strength of three-point shooting and strong zone defense and did not let the T-Birds back in the game in the second half. The Beavers led by 22 at the half and end up winning by 23. So I want to remind everybody about the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm, the Chris Stanton Agency. So for the T-Birds, they fall to 2-15, 1-8 in the Badger Small. Next up for Baraboo, they'll travel to Westfield on Thursday, and they'll travel to McFarland on Friday. The Beavers improved to 8-11 overall, 4-5 in conference play. Next up for the Beavers will be a trip to Portage. They're going to take on the Warriors in a road game on Thursday. Other action in Baraboo High School athletics. We want to remind you that the boys are going to host Portage on Friday night. Join John Gunnell and I on the call right here on 99.7 Max FM, as well as NFHS and the Civic Media mobile app. Christy Feld, have you done your math?
I've done it, and I did have to use my toes. You were exactly right.
This is a shoes-off kind of a night.
They were just too much. Reedsburg Beavers were led by Sydney Olson. She had 18 first-half points.
I got to back you up. Sydney Olson.
Oh, excuse me, Hayden Purifoy. Holy I get my cipher in right, and then I don't get the names right.
It only jumped out because she was scoreless, so I figured that couldn't be right.
That's right. Sydney, I wish that for you, but it didn't happen. Hayden did it. 18 first half points. Lily Engel ended the night with 2. Lorelei Williams ended the night with 4. Addie Meister had 15. Naomi Benish had 16. Maddie Casey had 8. Sam Laffey had 1. Lane Delcamp had 2. Did I get them all? I think I did.
Sounds good.
Ended up with 67, if my math is correct. And even if it isn't, they ended up with 67. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, it was the night of Cindy Dobush.
Indeed.
Ended the night with 13 points. Taylor Spurl, Maddie Gilbert, and Peyton Stelzer all had 6. Sabrina Hartman and Katie Funmaker had 5. And Ella Pierce ended the night with 3. For 44 for the Thunderbirds.
And so for the T-Birds, this is their 7th consecutive defeat. The Beavers managed to snap their own 6-game losing streak. Get back to what they hope is winning ways, and they sweep the season series, winning both games over the Thunderbirds and extending the overall streak to 19, you said? 19 games over the Thunderbirds.
9 years. We have to play them again next year. We can't. And with a 9-year losing streak. Whether we're Badger Large,
indeed,
Small, or South Central Conference, we have to play them again.
Well, our next broadcast of the of Baraboo High School girls basketball, Feldy and I will be on that call versus Marshfield a week from tonight. Like Christy mentioned, they're a first-place team in Division I, so that'll be some stout competition for the Thunderbirds. Join us then, whether you want to listen to us on the radio on 99.7 Max FM, watch on the NFHS streaming network, or download the Civic Media app. For Christy Feld, I am Ben Bromley, wishing you a pleasant evening.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Hi there, I'm Mace Michaels. Thanks for joining me tonight as I kick through 50-plus minutes of music this hour. We're on the continuous music sweep right now. Up here in the set, Madonna, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Van Halen. It's Rod Stewart now and Young Turks on 99.7 Max FM.
And more. I love Jack. One thing you say. tainted love.
99 Max FM.
I want you to want me.